Newsom ignores California lawmakers' pleas to cancel trip to China. California Governor Gavin Newsom landed in China October 23 after ignoring lawmakers' pleas in a letter sent to the governor 3 days earlier to abandon the trip due to concerns about the communist regime's role in human rights abuses and the export of chemicals used to create fentanyl. With no response coming from the governor's office and his week-long trip underway, one representative took to social media to express his dissatisfaction. "The Chinese Communist Party is reveling in this propaganda win," Representative Kevin Kiley wrote October 23 on X, formerly known as Twitter. "Newsom refuses to bring up human rights abuses or the CCP's role supplying Mexican cartels with fentanyl ingredients that are killing thousands of Americans." With the visit centered around climate agreements and business development opportunities, the governor reiterated his commitment to addressing such issues in a press release also October 23. "We must radically change the way we produce and consume energy, and it won't be enough if we act alone," Mr. Newsom said. "This is a global crisis, and it requires a global response." No mention was made of the lawmakers' request in the press release, and the governor's office did not respond to requests for comment on the matter. Citing the communist nation's record of allowing the exportation of ingredients for fentanyl and human rights abuses, 11 Republican members of Congress representing California sent a letter October 20 requesting Mr. Newsom cancel the trip, suggesting the visit served no benefit to Californians and legitimizes the Chinese regime's anti-democratic behaviors. "The Chinese Communist Party is getting more brazen in its violations of human rights and aggression toward democratic partners and allies in the Indo-Pacific," lawmakers including Young Kim, Kevin McCarthy, Michelle Steele, among others wrote. "These issues are too pressing for you to overlook, as they deeply impact our constituents." Signed by all but one Republican representative from the Golden State, Tom McClintock, the letter posted on X, formerly known as Twitter, demanded the governor cancel the trip, absent discussions with Chinese officials regarding human rights abuses and the export of drugs similar in nature to fentanyl and materials used to create the synthetic opioid. "The CCP refuses to cooperate with the U.S. on the fentanyl crisis," the letter read. "For you to turn a blind eye and not raise how the opioid epidemic is impacting the state of California would be a disservice and a slap on the face for the thousands of families that have lost their loved ones due to a fentanyl overdose." Citing health department statistics revealing a 121% spike in overdose deaths in California between 2019 and 2021, the complainants suggested the governor demand action from Chinese officials to stem the flow of fentanyl and precursors. The group dismissed Mr. Newsom's October 16 comments that his trip will only focus on climate issues and that other diplomatic efforts are the responsibility of the federal government, saying such is an excuse to avoid complicated topics. "Federalism should not serve as an excuse for you to avoid having difficult conversations about the CCP's gross violations of human rights and documented genocide of ethnic minorities," the letter read. "As you know, the CCP has long waged a successful malign influence campaign that has corroded democratic institutions and the judicial system in Hong Kong. Noting the regime's litany of human rights abuses and strict control of information, representatives urged the governor to recognize current and historical contexts suggesting the trip can be seen as approving of, or tolerating, crimes against humanity. You should keep in mind that near you there will be reporters and activists being tried for violations of Hong Kong's national security law, which criminalized speaking out against the CCP and its ideology," the lawmakers said. "We believe that it would be an affront to California if you engage with these officials and fail to raise issues such as the genocide of minorities in Xinjiang and Tibet, transnational repression of dissidents, and other gross violations of human rights." The trip began October 23 after a stop in Israel October 20 that included a visit to the Tel Aviv Sarasky Medical Center, where Mr. Newsom pledged to send medical supplies to aid humanitarian efforts in Israel and Gaza, with a fireside chat at Hong Kong University. Mr. Newsom spoke with Peng Gong Professor, vice president and pro-vice chancellor at the university in front of an audience of students, faculty, and business leaders. Events like this truly highlight the power of collaboration and knowledge sharing in combating the global climate crisis, Mr. Gong said in the governor's press release. By uniting leading climate scientists and experts, we hope to foster a healthier, more sustainable planet for all. The governor will next make stops and meet with officials in Shenzhen, Guangzhou, Beijing, Shanghai, and the province of Jiangsu before returning to California October 30.